Here we are with Callie and Haley talking about Russian nationalism. I'm Kenzie, the host who will be asking the questions. So for our first question, who is Count Uvarov?
Count Uvarov, or Sergei Uvarov, is considered to be the most influential minister of education in Russian history. He was appointed as a minister of popular enlightenment in hopes that he could reform the educational system and increase national spirit. He had three main principles, which are orthodoxy, autocracy, and nationality. He thought that those principles were Russian ideals and formed their character.
Can you explain what orthodoxy, autocracy, and nationalism is?
Yes. Uvarov believed that autocracy, a country, state, or society governed by one person with absolute power, orthodoxy, strict Catholicism and nationalism, strong unity and cultural identity within a nation, were important to Russia's success. He did many things to promote all three ideals. Because of nationalism, Russia gained a shared identity, promoted culture, and national pride.
That was good information. Now for our second question, how has nationalism in Russia evolved and what are some factors?
Political events, international relations, and government policies all had something to do with Russia's evolution. Political events changed leadership and impacted the direction of nationalism in Russia. Different leaders may emphasize or downplay nationalists depending on their agenda and priorities. International relations. Russia's relations with other countries, particularly Western nations, influence nationalism. Tensions or cooperations with other countries may affect how nationalism is expressed. Lastly, government policies regarding language, culture, and identity can either foster or suppress nationalism. Policies promoting the Russian language and traditional values resulted with nationalism.
Now for our third and final question, what is the Bolshevik rule?
The Bolshevik Party seized power in Russia during the revolution in 1917. This party was later changed to be called the Communist Party of the Soviet Union. Their practices are based on Leninist and Marxist principles, or Bolshevism.
They liberalized Russia from a dependence on the outside world, seized power, and destroyed the tradition of the Tsar's rule. They wanted to make the country safe from attack by one or more capitalist states.
Now we all know about Russian nationalism.